activist, I can say, first of all, what do you think of what's happening in Bahrain, and what do these people, I heard you earlier speak, we didn't get to cover that, but what did you actually say to the protesters outside the Bahrain embassy here in London?
Well, I was making the point that I have been campaigning on the issue of Bahrain for almost 20 years, in Parliament and outside of Parliament, in the streets and in the media, about the despicable little despotism that is the Al Khalifa royal kleptocracy, whose sole purpose in life is to suck the blood of the people of Bahrain, and who rely upon foreigners and always have relied upon foreigners to keep them in their occupation of power. This Prime Minister has been the Prime Minister for not 30 years like Mubarak, not 32 like Ali Abdullah Saleh, not 42 like Muammar al-Gaddafi. This Prime Minister has been the Prime Minister since 1961, before the Beatles, and they've been 40 years dead. He was the Prime Minister. He's the Prime Minister though nobody elected him. He's the Prime Minister because he's the uncle of the King. Who elected the King? Nobody. He came by force and he took this power. And they have depended in recent years upon the American fleet and the investment that the United States has in Bahrain in order to keep their thieving royal family in power. But now they've gone a step further. They have brought the gangster regime of Saudi Arabia across the causeway to murder their own people, who are unarmed civilians, asking for nothing more than the right to vote, to choose their own government, like the people of America or Britain or France can do. And the irony upon irony is that today, this day, Saudi Arabia is flying and bombing in Libya to defend civilian demonstrators, they say, whilst killing civilian demonstrators in Bahrain and killing civilian demonstrators in their own country. This sickness, this hypocrisy, surely on the last day will be judged. But long before the last day, we have to make sure these people are held to account here on earth. And that's what the revolution is.